Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to our Shirin Sfasem is Parshas Pekudei Tavshin Pei Dalet. The Medrash at the beginning of our Parsha, Parshas Pekudei, when discussing the fact that the Torah goes ahead and recounts and gives specific details of every one of the materials that was donated towards the building of the Mishkan and how much of each of that material was given, the Kesef, the Zav, the Nechoshes, Tcheles, V'Argaman, the Torah goes ahead and specifies each one of those materials. The Medrash at the beginning of our Parsha brings the Pasuk in Mishlei, Perech Chav Ches, which says, Ish Emunais, Rav Brachis, the person who has emuna, the person who is a faithful person who has emuna in the Rabbanu Shel Olam, Rav Brachis will have a lot of brachas. Says the Medrash, who is the pasuk Ish Emunas Rav Brachis talking about? It's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, Shu Nemana Shem Nemanoi Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is faithful to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, as the pasuk says, Loi Kein Avdi Moshe B'chol Beisi Nemanu. That Moshe Rabbeinu is called a Neman, he's faithful to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Havi Ish Emunas Rav Brachis. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Isha Munais, and therefore there was Rav Brachis, there was a bounty of bracha that came through Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekol advarim shayi gizbar aleihem hayim izbarchem. Anything that Moshe Rabbeinu was the gizbar, was in charge of, such as Eilu Pekudei HaMishkan, Alpi Moshe, that Moshe was in charge of in gathering all of this, all of the material that was used for the building of the Mishkan. Shekol advarim shayi gizbar aleihem hayim izbarchem. Why? Lefishehu nima. The pasuk is telling us Ish Amunais, the one who has emuna, is able to get Rav Brachis, a tremendous amount of brachas. As I state in the Medrash at the beginning of our Parsha, the Sfasemis in the beginning of Tafresh Lamed Aleph, the first Maimer in Sfasemis Parsha Pekudei explains what the Medrash is coming to do. Says the Sfasemis, Bala Yashav, the Medrash is coming to answer an unasked question. And the question is as following. You know the Gemara in Tainus Tav Chesem and Beis tells us, Ein HaBracha Matzi Ella B'Dover HaSamim Min Ayin. Bracha is only found in those things that are not counted. Anything that's counted, anything that a person puts a Dovershev and Minyan on, anything that a person is able to put a limitation on and to say is this amount of money, is this amount of grain in the silo, this is how many children it is, this is what it is. As soon as a person puts a number to something, that limits the amount of bracha that is able to come. Ein HaBracha Matzi Ella B'Dover Shesamim Min Ayin. When something is hidden, when something is not counted, when something is not specified and doesn't have a number and a limitation put onto it, that's where bracha is able to be shaved. Ask the Medrash, the unasked question. If Moshe Rabbeinu is going ahead, Eila Pekudei HaMishkan means that Moshe Rabbeinu is going ahead and counting all of the money, all of the material that was donated by Klal Yisrael towards the beginning of the Mishkan, towards the building of the Mishkan, why would the Torah specify? Why is it necessary? And how does that nevertheless allow for the bracha to be shaylit on the Mishkan? We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to bring down the bracha, like the Medrash is telling us, onto the Mishkan. The Moshe was able to bring the bracha of the Rabbanu Shalom, the Ashras HaShechina of the Rabbanu Shalom, onto the Mishkan. But how is that possible? And if it is possible that Ashras HaShechina is there, why does Moshe Rabbeinu count something which seems to be the opposite of the ability to be able to bring bracha? Says the Sfasemis, explaining what the Medrash is doing. Bola Yashav ki b'minyan ein ha-bracha shaylev ha-teretz, kasav gamke mizera kadosh, shekivet shal al-pi Moshe. Since the pasuk goes on and says, Eila Pekudei HaMishkan, but it was done al-pi Moshe, since the counting was done through Moshe Rabbeinu, there's able to be bracha, even though there's counting, even though there's seemingly limitations, there's able to be a bracha. Zaktis Rasamas, why? How is he able to overcome that natural opposition to bracha, which is through minyan, through counting? Says this Rasamas, va'inyan ki kol riboy hu lamata. The further away you move from Hashem Echad, the further away you move from Achtas HaBoyrei, the more riboy there is and the less bracha there is. Anything that's connected to its source, anything you're able to bring back to that place of Avaya Echad, of Hashem Echad, you're able to bring back to that place of Echad Yachad Meyuchad, the Rabbanu Shalom, you're able to move it to the Rishus HaYachid Yichud Shel Olam, bracha is going to be shaved. As soon as something leaves the Rishus HaYachid and goes into the Rishus HaRabim, what the Zohar HaKadosh calls Alma de Piruda, the world of many, the world of Pirud, the world of Sheker, the world in which it's not one, there's no longer a revelation of Hashem Echad, there's going to be a lack of oneness, and therefore there's going to be a lack of bracha, because Hashem Echad is not visible in that place as much. Ki kala riboy hu lamata, riboy happens in the place lamata. Kamoy shekasa b'sefer yashar, ki kala meskarav l'kadusha. The closer one gets to kadusha, Nisma'it v'nasa echad. Everything gets to that central point. Everything's moving up to one central point, which is called Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That everything's able to be one. The further away things get from that place of Hashem Echad, the more pure there is, the more there's able to be disparity, the more it's Bereishis Bara Elokeinu Esa Shemayim V'Esa Aretz. It's Shemayim V'Aretz, it's duality. It's not one. The bracha is not able to be shoylet as much. And that's why when a person counts something, he's already putting numbers to it. That means that it's not connected to the source of one. And therefore, bracha is not able to be shoylet. However, zaktis vasemes, that's all when a regular person counts. That's all in the regular world of Olam Asiyah, that the more number there is, the more counting there is, the more you're able to be involved in that world of duality, the less bracha, the less Hashem Echad there is, and therefore the less bracha is able to be shoylet. Ach, says this vasemes, what's the way to circumvent that? What's the way to be able to count and nevertheless to be able to be connected to the world of Hashem Echad? Ach al yedei amuna karoi. When a person has proper amuna, like Moshe Rabbeinu, ish amunais, rab brachas. When a person has proper amuna, that even though he's counting very many things in this world, and even though it seems to be the world of disparity, the world of many, the world of alma de piruda, the alma de shikra, but if a person has MS, a person's able to see that nevertheless, regardless of the fact that there's so many entities and there's so many properties and there's so many people and there's so many animals and there's so much duality in this world, but a person is able to recognize that underneath everything is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that the one common denominator between all of creation, between everything that we see, is Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, then there is no period. Then a person is not living in that world of Shemayim and Aretz. He's not living in that world that there's many, but rather that person is living in the world there, even though he sees many. And even though there's many worlds and many people and many items that he sees in this world, he's able to get to the Sheirish, the Nakuda, the source of everything. And in that source, in that place, in that Sheirish, in that Nakuda, Emtsoi, he's able to recognize that everything is able to go back to its Sheirish. And he sees a lot, but he's able to say everything just connects to the Echad. Shepirish Amunah, what does Amunah mean? Lias Nimshach Achara Sheirish. Amunah means to get to the source, to get to the core of something, which is Makam Achtas, that place of unity. Af Shehuba Makam Vipirud. Even though we're living in the world of Alma de Pirud, we're living in a world of many, but if you have Amunah, then you're able to see beyond the surface. You're able to see that, yes, it looks like two different people, but underneath both of those people is a Chelek Elokeinu Mimal Mamash. Yes, it looks like many trees and many animals and fish and all of these beings that Hashem created, but not underneath all of them is a Nitzitz Elokus, is a spark of godliness that's dear, that's being Machayah them, giving them life at every second. Va'ata Machayah Kulam, the Baruch Hashem is giving them life, that the Baruch Hashem is Machadish Betuvai, Bechol Yoim Tomer Masa Bereshis. Memela Nimshech Ha'oral Yonek Gambatoich HaMinyin V'Aribui. When a regular person counts, a person without Amunah, he's making disparity, he's making many, he's breaking away from that place of unity of Hashem Echad, and therefore Bracha is not able to be Shele. When Moshe Rabbeinu counts, it's a different type of counting. Instead of it separating, Moshe Rabbeinu says, yes, there's many. Yes, there's duality. Yes, there's a lot of people in Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu sees that there's Achdus in Klal Yisrael also. He's able to bring that Akuda, the Akuda of Achdus within everything, to be able to recognize that there's one source to everything, which is Hashem Echad. And like this, Vasemis writes a little bit later in our Parsha, it's not just that he's able to find the Achdus within the Pirud, but Adarabba. There's actually a Maila and being able to find that Achdus within the Pirud. Because if you live in the world of Hashem Echad before creation, if you live in the world of the Malachim, which they're only able to see Echad, then it's not a Chiddush. Then obviously all you see is one. But if you're able to live in the world that we live in Alba de Piruda, in Alba de Shikra, in Alba de Asiya, if you're able to live in this physical world in which there's so much duality, that there's so many beings and so many creations, and so much of that world which is called Rishus HaRabim, the Rishus of Rabim, as opposed to the Rishus HaYachid, and nevertheless a person is able to see the source of everything, that's the Chiddush of creation. That's the Chiddush of the Mishkan, and that's the Chiddush of Asili Mikdash V'Shechanti B'Seichem. That when Yid is able to live in this world in which it seems like there's so many, and so many different moving parts, and Yid is nevertheless able to peel back the curtain on reality, and able to see that Ish Amunais, I can be living in this world, an Ish, not a Malach, I can be a human living in this world like Moshe Rabbeinu, and I can be an Ish who has Amunah, then Rav Brachas. And even though, yes, there's many, and even though there's a minion, there's a number, and therefore we're breaking away from that place of Achdus, that place of the Sheirish, but if you have Amunah, then you're able to reveal the Sheirish, even within the Alma de Peruda and Adarab, there's a greater bracha that's able to come when a person has Ish Amunahs. Pirush Nimshech Achara Sheirish, V'afsha Isa Maisa Gashmi and V'Poyol Ateva. Even though he's doing physical actions, Mekomokim Yedea V'Zeicher Shakol Me'Hashem Yisbarach. Yes, today I have to go to work, and I have to eat, and I have to sleep, and I have to drink, and there's many, many different avoidas that I'm involved in, whether in Ruchnis or in Gashmias, but at the core, at the Nakuda, at the Mtsoyev, all of it, is the Rabbanu Shem Sheira Bracha B'Maisev. When a person does that, he's able to be Zeicha the Brachas. This is what the Sfasemis is teaching us. We just spent the past two Parshas talking about counting Klal Yisrael. Parshas Kisisa, Parshas Shkolim, which we reread Parshas Kisisa, and spoke about the Minyan in Klal Yisrael. And on Parshas Pekudei, we read and count numbers again. But it's all done by through Moshe Rabbeinu, Alpi Moshe, the Isha Munais Rab Brachas, that he yet says, I can live in the world of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but I can attach it to the world of the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. That's the Avoida of a Yiran, specifically on Shabbos, to remain within the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, not to be walking in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's the Isra of Aitzah, but rather to remain in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid and to say, I can recognize that even though I'm in this world, even though I'm an Ish Amunais. And when we do that, then we'll be Zeicha to Rav Brachas. Hashem should help us that we should be Zeicha. That as much as we live in the Alma de Pirud and the Alma de Shikra, as much as we live in the world, which is the world of many, the world of duality, the world of Shemaim and Eretz, we should be able to recognize the Shurish, the Nakuda, the source, the Nakuda Emtsai within everything, and through having that Amuna, be able to peel back the layers and be Zeicha to Ish Amunais, Rav Brachas, Va'asili Mikdash, V'Shechanti V'Seicha. Have a great Shabbos.